This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, assistant U.S. attorneys at DOJ are calling for more flexibility and consistency in their telework options. The Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration helped stop a $3.5 billion fraud scheme targeting pandemic relief funds. And GSA will release a new buying guide this week to help agencies purchase generative AI capabilities. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. Help is on the way to make it easier for agencies to buy generative AI capabilities. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
The General Services Administration will release a new Gen AI buying guide later this week as part of fulfilling its requirements under the AI executive order issued in October. Laura Stanton, GSA's Assistant Commissioner for the Office of the IT category, says the IT guide will help the acquisition workforce better understand the unique and different requirements for buying AI.
This guide introduces the concepts of generative AI and overviews acquisition scenarios for purchasing Gen AI tools through system integrators and handling Gen AI components within existing software products.
Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
U.S. intelligence agencies have struggled to define the role of open source data. Now the intelligence community's new open source strategy aims to make it a top priority across spy agencies. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday has the details.
The new open source intelligence strategy, signed last month, commits the intelligence community to centralizing their OSINT data. OSINT is derived from publicly available data, such as information from social media feeds or the kind sold by data brokers. The CIA will play a key role in coordinating OSINT. Randy Nixon leads the CIA's open source intelligence enterprise.
We have to make sure we have the right tradecraft in our contracts that we purchase once, share across the entire community.
Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is all hands on deck to try to recruit and retain talent. And as Federal News Network's Drew Friedman reports, there's one area the agency is targeting first.
Staffing up in human resources is a high priority right now for the NRC. Acting Chief Human Capital Officer Eric Dilworth says he's looking to build HR skills practically across the board.
HR analysts, our training experts, our policy people, labor, who does the union negotiation. So we have a need in a lot of those areas.
Those recruitment challenges in HR are not unique to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Agencies all across government are facing a skills gap in human resources. High competition in the field, Dilworth says, is a key reason leading to that gap. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
The Foreign Service is looking to rein in some of its hiring efforts later this year after sustaining budget cuts. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
Congress cut the State Department's overall budget by nearly 7% in a comprehensive spending deal for the rest of fiscal 2024. Ambassador Marsha Bernicat is Director General of the Foreign Service and Director of the Bureau of Global Talent Management. She says the Foreign Service will add a new class of about 200 hires in July, but will bring in a class of new hires about half that size in September.
We are committed to continue to hire above attrition, but it will slow somewhat.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
Some forward progress in the Defense Department's years-long effort to implement a new contract for relocating military members. The first moves under the Global Household Goods Contract, or GHC, finally happened this month, according to HomeSafe, DOD's prime vendor on the contract. The company held a kickoff ceremony in Redlands, California last Thursday at a facility run by Joyce Van Lines, the only moving company to have publicly disclosed up to this point that it's participating in GHC. HomeSafe says a total of four military moves have happened under the GHC contract so far, all in the San Diego and Seattle areas, and conducted by four different companies. Assistant U.S. attorneys at the Justice Department are calling for more flexibility and consistency in their telework options. Currently, telework policies vary between regional offices for the DOJ attorneys. And a recent survey finds that regional offices with fewer telework options are more likely to lose staff. At one office that recently revoked telework, 81% of attorneys who took the survey say they're already looking for another job. The National Association of Assistant U.S. Attorneys, which represents those employees, conducted the survey. The employee group is asking DOJ for all assistant U.S. attorneys to have the option to telework at least 2 days a week, job duties permitting. The Navy has tapped a cyber expert from the Joint Staff J6 to be its next principal cyber advisor, and Marie Schumann replaces Chris Cleary, who left in November after 3 years. Schumann comes to the Navy after serving for the last 2 years as the senior cyber threat advisor to the Director of Command Control Communications, Computers, and Cyber, and CIO for the Joint Staff J6. She's worked in government since 2010, starting with the Defense Intelligence Agency, before joining the Office of the Secretary of Defense as the Director of Cyber Operations and Intelligence. FEMA would need to submit a human capital operating plan to Congress every 3 years under new legislation in the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Chairman Gary Peters is one of the lead sponsors on the FEMA Workforce Planning Act. The Government Accountability Office found that FEMA struggles to deploy staff with the necessary skills and training. The plan required under Peters' bill would include recruitment and retention goals, strategies to train and deploy the workforce, and an analysis of any workforce gaps. An IRS watchdog helped stop a $3.5 billion potential fraud scheme from targeting pandemic relief funds. The Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, or TIGTA, says it tipped off the IRS about individuals using employer identification numbers to file business returns and improperly claim employee retention credits as well as sick and family leave credits. TIGTA says a major red flag was the return showed no business was actually operating to receive these pandemic-era credits. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Thursday, April 25th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.